Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed, gathered on this day, commemorating the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, consider these words of the Apostle John, who by inspiration reveals how across the ages of this world, the eternal God has sought out, of all things, he has sought out you to be his own dear child. The way that John wrote these words, en achein halugas kai halugas unprostan theon, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light. He came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we've seen his glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. So it is that the Apostle John lays out the astounding truth, the account of how you have been given the right to become a child of God. He tells us here that our salvation, the things that were put into play to give to us the conquest over sin, the conquest over death, to give to us everlasting life, it all started at the beginning of all things. As we see here when John tells us where Jesus came from and who he really is. He's always been, John tells us. He was there in the beginning. He is the Creator. He is, John calls him, the Eternal Word. En arche en halogos. That logos, that word, means the perfect revelation. Jesus is the perfect revelation of God because though he was true man born of Mary, he is nevertheless also true God begotten of the Father from eternity. So John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. He made everything, and he made everything good. Everything that exists, even if it has been perverted from the goodness in which it was created, everything is his, for he made it. He made you. You are his. But because of sin, as we've heard a couple times now already this morning, because of sin, darkness and death came into the world. Now, the darkness that we're talking about isn't that the sun set or it's cloudy. The darkness that we're talking about here is spiritual darkness. Such a separation from God that we have a hard time even always knowing what good is. And we cannot of ourselves know God, or love Him, or be in harmony with Him by ourselves. And in that darkness and in that separation is death. Spiritual, mortal, and eternal death. That's what we've inherited because of sin. But as our Savior, Jesus brought life to the dead. And He overcame the death of this world. The story doesn't just end in the manger. Oh, poor guy, he got born in a stable. Well, let's write about that. As though that was the only remarkable thing. No, it began at the dawn of time and before, and it continues until He returns in glory. So He brought life to this world, and He brought light to the darkness of this world. And it's important to understand what John is telling us here. And that is, in bringing light into this world, what he's saying is that God has been revealed to you again so that you might know Him. Now, you were born physically. And since you were born, you have gotten to know things physical. You have gotten to know the world. You've gotten to know your parents and your family and so on through life. But the light that John is talking about here is the light that enables us to know the true and living God. Notice he says, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So how is it that God Himself, the Creator, can come into this world and bring us light? Bring light to us who are in darkness. And how can He bring life to us who have an appointment with death? Well, the one who is life and light is, in fact, the Word. Remember, we talked about that. He is the perfect revelation of God. And you think, what does light do? It reveals. It enables us to see. And so it is that it's in Christ that we're able to know the true and living God. What can you know of God apart from Christ? Well, you can know that He's powerful. You look at the universe, you say, wow. And some people imagine who God might be or what God might be just by looking at the universe. Some people say, oh, well, that was a big bang. And they marvel at nature. Interesting how people who deny the existence of God always give nature a capital N. And they can talk about nature and they say, what power and organization and wisdom over time, consider matter plus time plus chances, resulted in all of this. Maybe that's their God. But that isn't the only thing that we can know about God, His power and His wisdom. We also are born with consciences. And I always like the way those people who say there's no such thing as conscience tell me I'm wrong for saying that there is. So if there is no conscience, how can they say that we are wrong? But that's about it. That's about all that we can know about God. And so when left to his own devices, what does man do? He figures, well, if there is a God, I'll try to be good. And that never seems to work out perfectly. Okay, then I'll try to be extra good in this area so that I'll make up for what I did bad over here. But hold it, I'm supposed to be extra good, so that doesn't work out. Well, then I'll give something up. I'll sacrifice. I'll kill my best cow. And I'll burn it up. And maybe that'll get the gods or whatever god there is off my back. The bottom line is, left to our own devices, we can't know who the true and living God is. And so as a result, we see all of these man-made religions that are religions of the law. They're religions that acknowledge that there is a right and a wrong, that, you know, that we came from someplace, we're going someplace. But there's one thing they cannot know, and that is grace. That is how a perfectly wise, perfectly just God, who would give everyone what he deserves, that's a scary thought, can in fact be gracious to us. And it's all revealed by him who is the light of the world, by him who is the Logos, by him who is the Word, by him who is the perfect manifestation of God. In Jesus, we see the grace of God. That God himself fulfilled his own justice, and that by making satisfaction for the sins of the world, God could be both just, extracting all the punishment due for sin from Jesus. He can be perfectly just and yet love you and me, sinners though we are, and that he can give to you and to me the forgiveness of our sins. This is what the Word reveals, and this is what the Word given to us by the eternal Word continues to reveal to us. And this is what John, as a prophet, as a proclaimer of the Word, said. So John the Apostle, keep him straight. John the Apostle is here writing about John the Baptist. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. So we hear it. He bore witness about the light, and as we've heard over and over the last few weeks, he brought the gospel, the good news of baptism for repentance and what? For repentance and the forgiveness of sins. But as we hear, John the baptizer is not the light. John the Apostle goes on, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. That's that blindness we talked about. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And so I bring to you the Word of God, as it's in fact been given to us all. Unto you is born a Savior. That is the light. He is revealed to you. Unto you is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. He is your righteousness. Every day he lived a righteous life. He lived out righteousness, the law of love, as though he were you. God counted him as you, and he died his death, your death, for you as though he were you. And he has made satisfaction for all of your sins as though he were you. And it's because of him and his light revealing it that I can declare unto you the forgiveness of all of your sins. And all who believe this are children of God. This is his gift to you. This light, this word of God, shines from Jesus and shines upon Jesus. So now you have come to know the true and living God as he really is. Not just the impersonal force, or maybe a personal force that brought forth the world. But you have come to know him, not just as the judge of all, but also as the one who is our Savior, the one who deals with us in grace through Jesus Christ. And Paul says, and I think we'd have to agree with him, everything is rubbish compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Jesus Christ our Lord. That's what happens when the light of Christ shines in our hearts. And with that light, important to understand, with that light comes life eternal. For to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And he goes on and explains this. You were born once into flesh that dies, weren't you? That's how you came to life. Well, now you've been born as a child of God who body and soul has been given life forever. And this life has been given to you through the Word and through holy baptism. And you have received it by faith. And all of this, John is emphasizing, was not your doing, but God's. You were born according to the flesh because of the love of a man and a woman. You were born, as John alludes to it here, by blood, by the desire of the flesh, and by the will of man, not by your own will or decision. Nobody here got to choose their own parents. You came into this world with the gift of life. And as a result, you were given the gift of life, and you became a child of that man and woman. The life that the light gives you, however, the life that the Word gives you, the spiritual life of faith, makes you children also, but not children of men, children of God. And just as your physical life was not your doing, but a gift, so also your spiritual life. This is the meaning of these words where John the Apostle says, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So you see, knowing God, you are his child. You are the children of God and will abide with him forever. This is what is revealed by the eternal Word, our Lord Jesus Christ. And as it goes on. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. We have seen him. We are now his children. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.